Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The crisis in Syria has that country's neighbors on edge, especially Israel, which is concerned that Syria's stockpile of chemical weapons might fall into the hands of radical Islamist groups. There's also fear among the Syrians who are still living in the Golan Heights, which Israel took from Syria in the 1967 war. The BBC's Yolan Nell reports.
We are in the occupied Golan Heights on the top of a mountain that we can see my village, Majdal Shams. We can see Syria, and we can see the village that was bombing last week.
On a hilltop, Adib Safadi points out features in the valley below. He's a Syrian, but comes from the Golan Heights, an area that Israel captured in the 1967 war and controversially continues to occupy. As a university student, Adib was allowed to go to Damascus, and he remained there until earlier this year, when he was threatened because he'd joined protests against the Assad government. Now back home, he feels the fighting getting close again.
We can hear it.
As we stand talking, there's the dull thud of shells being fired by Syrian forces just miles away. It's been like this for several days.
It was the first time that we could see the bombing here. It was always far away in Homs and Damascus, but last week it became too close to us. We have a child in the house. They were so scared in the night. Everyone wake up because it was so loud, the bombing. It's like so close. So here the people in Majdal start to feel exactly what happened in Syria.
Since the Syrian uprising began last year, Friday protests against President Assad's regime have taken place in Majdal Shams. But not everyone's joined in. In fact, among the 20,000 Syrians in the Golan, who mostly follow the Druze religion, you find a lot of staunch Assad supporters. None would agree to an interview, but the tension here is palpable. It's even erupted into fights on the street. Strong Syrian nationalist sentiment in the Golan historically meant loyalty to the Assad family. As a minority group in Syria, the Druze, like the Christians, also favoured its secular style of government. Now, though, activist Wael Tarabai believes that the brutality of Bashar Assad's troops is changing attitudes.
What's going on the ground in Syria will affect what's going on here. Unfortunately, it's also, I think, it's a truth, I should say it, that the local culture here is influenced by the sectarian mentality. So if the Druze section in Syria will have a strong position against the regime, it will be maybe automatically here the same.
It's not just in the Golan Heights that the daily developments in Syria are being followed. Israel's nightly news programs examine the prospects. What would happen if Syrian refugees tried to cross here? How would Israel be affected if civil war spread to Lebanon? Could Syrian weapons fall into the wrong hands? Israel's military leaders have made it clear they don't want to intervene in Syria, warning that could lead to regional war. If necessary, the preference would be for international action to target Syria's weapons storehouses or any convoy heading away from them. But they're preparing to act just in case. The Defence Minister, Ehud Barak, says that Israel's enemy, the militant group Hezbollah, could try to move in.
We as Israelis are following very carefully the possibility that Hezbollah from Lebanon will try to grab some advanced weapon systems, be it surface-to-air missiles or ground-to-ground missiles or even some chemical warfare means.
Back on the windy hillsides of the Golan Heights, Israeli troops can be seen in locations that they don't usually man. For now, like the locals, they're just watching events in Syria. But the fear is that the chaos could quickly spill across previously stable, if disputed, borders.
That report from the BBC's Yolan Nell. Coming up, how a day of the week became a racial slur in 30 seconds here and now.